Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now time for your gossip headlines. Dina's Dirt at the 40 being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're getting married or want to plan a vacation or need some extra cash, they can help you out with a personal living loan. For all the details and to see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Dirt, Dina?
All right, Taylor Swift sat down with Variety to talk about her upcoming Netflix documentary, Miss Americana, which is debuting January 31st. But what she had to say during this interview was more than that. She talked about what's going on with her mom. And apparently her mom is battling a brain tumor.
Oh, no.
So terrible. Yeah, she says, about what her mom means to her. Almost every decision I make, I talk to her about it first. Everybody loves their mom. But for me, she's really the guiding force. And so this is a big deal for Taylor to talk about what's going on with her illness there. She said the way they discovered this brain tumor was while her mom was battling breast cancer. She said she was going through chemo. And while she was going through that treatment, they found a brain tumor. So it's been really hard time for us as a family.
Wow.
It's
well,
a
lucky
lot
they,
to go through.
Luckily, they caught it.
Yes.
Sometimes you go in for one procedure and they discover something else that possibly could save your life in the
end. That's true. And it sounds like they are on their way to getting her better. So hopefully we'll be thinking about Taylor and her family. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they're hoping for this peaceful life, you know, stepping down from their senior roles.
That sounds like a TV show
family.
They should do, The Peaceful Life.
Yeah.
But apparently the press is giving them a hard time, go figure. So there was this rare sighting of Meghan yesterday. She spotted taking baby Archie and their dogs for a walk in Vancouver.
Nice.
And don't you know, the paparazzi were there taking pictures.
Don't you know they've been dethroned? You got to leave them alone, and that's part of the rules, isn't it?
They're never going to be left alone.
No, of course not.
Now.
But what did they think? I mean, you know, Harry, he ended up meeting up with her later, and the lawyers jumped on the paparazzi, warning, action will be taken if you try to purchase or spread those pictures. But, you know, the Queen's probably sitting there with her arms crossed going, we could have helped you out,
well,
but you left.
A lot of cabins and woods up in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places to hide.
Yeah, and a lot of long-range lenses, too. Keep that in mind. Sounds like Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden took a cue from Benji's brother, Joel Madden, when it came to their newborn daughter's full name. Now, we told you her name is Radix.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool name. We now have the whole name. It's Radix Chloe Wildflower Madden.
Oh, a lot of names.
Yeah, a lot of names there. But Joel Madden and Nicole Richie, they do this with their kids. Their kids' names are Sparrow James Midnight Madden.
Oh, they do the four, the two middles.
And Harlow Winter Kate Madden.
Wait a second. Is there a space, like when you fill out forms online?
Yeah.
You would have to put both
it's
in
tough.
The middle name, I would imagine.
It's hard to fit it
not,
all.
There's not four... You know, spots to put your full name in there.
Why aren't they thinking of the children?
I know. Why not just put a number in there? Then they can't enter anything in
there.
What? That sounds tough.
Pamela Anderson is married again. She and John Peters have tied the knot. Now, this is the fifth wedding for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Together.
Well, did they go to the weddings? Or I'm assuming it was their own.
This was their own wedding. But what's interesting is they dated more than 30 years ago when he met Pamela at a Playboy Mansion party, and he had proposed to her back then, and
she
said no.
Yes.
Yes. But what's funny is
thinking.
Thumbing through her diary. Oh, yeah, there's that guy.
Oh, I never answered.
It was a prophecy because he told her then when she turned him down, in 30 years, our age difference won't mean so much. Well, he's 74, she's 52. And I guess it was meant to be then.
Huh.
So he said, there's beautiful girls everywhere. I could have my pick, but for 35 years, I've only wanted Pamela.
Oh, not cocky at all.
Yeah.
I could have had my pick.
I could have my pick.
The guy goes around saying that. I got ahead of my pick. Yeah.
You are ruining this Hallmark moment.
Oh,
okay. This is a Hallmark moment?
It could be. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
740, time for Dirt. First of all, a couple traffic delays to let you know about. 291 westbound has the on-ramp closed at exit 5 for Page Boulevard. There was just a tractor-trailer rollover there.
Yes.
Caused a lot of traffic. Also, earlier this morning, a tractor-trailer rollover in Holyoke, 91 southbound before exit 16. The truck is in the breakdown lane right now. Breakdown lane is closed.
Right.
And I think the major cleanup is going to happen after 9 o'clock this morning. So traffic will be slow then as well. All right, let's get to Dina's Dirt at the 40. Find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union.
All right. Well, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin in a foul mood after he forgot the lyrics to his songs during a performance and he took it out on his fans. So according to TMZ, Chris had performed not so well at a charity event Monday night.
Okay.
And as he was leaving, fans outside the concert were hoping to get an autograph. And in the video, you can actually see it on TMZ, Chris tells the fans to have some decency rather than to yell at him from a distance. And he then admitted to having a bleepy gig and just didn't like coming out of it to this. In the end, though, Chris signed some autographs before storming off.
Oh, my God. The second time it happens, you just have to upset a celebrity. Get him on video. Larry David, same thing happened.
Yes.
He was upset at the kids hanging out there for selling on eBay, you know, his autographs.
That's different, though.
And he still signed them, too. These celebrities, they yell and then they sign.
But that's different. Like, those guys are looking to make money. These people were, like, genuine fans who couldn't get into this charity
concert. And he was just in a grumpy mood.
Everybody has a bad day.
At least he signed. Well, we do have some celebrities doing good deeds. Maybe they are inspired by our feel-good stories that we have. I'd like to think. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Joe Manganiello, and Sofia Vergara making a surprise donation to a Los Angeles firefighter who was diagnosed with ALS. They were at a competition that donated 10 grand. Then Arnold said, I'll match that. And then Joe and Sophia said, how's 30 grand more?
Oh, wow.
That was nice of them.
Changed the life for his family.
Yeah.
Aquaman star Jason Momoa visiting sick kids in Pittsburgh. Fleabag star Phoebe Waller-Bridge auctioning off that pantsuit for the rescue efforts in Australia. She got 40 grand for it. 40 grand in Australian dollars. Not bad. Kristen Bell donating a year's supply of wipes and diapers to a family whose mother died less than a week after delivering her fourth child. LeBron James surprising some New York City teens with free bike rides for a year.
Wow.
And according to a showbiz, former One Direction star Zayn Malik donating 13 grand towards a 5-year-old cancer patient's GoFundMe page just because.
Wow. Yeah. It seems like a lot of celebrities hear about one good deed, another celebrity does, and then does their own.
I see your good deed, and I will raise it by my own good deed. I
love it.
Opening statements in Harvey Weinstein's assault trial begin today. He made a last-ditch effort to have the trial move somewhere else, but failed. I guess the judge was kind of like, why? Who hasn't heard of this? To be honest.
Yeah, right.
But the defense did get one win. They'll be able to introduce some of the emails Harvey claims will prove that his relationships were consensual. Whatever happens in New York, he's still got to face the music in Los Angeles. He could face life in prison. And adding to the craziness at the courthouse today, Cuba Gooding Jr. due at the same courthouse for his hearing.
Oh, yeah.
I like, needless to say, whatever business you had at that courthouse today should wait until tomorrow. Not a good idea to go today. And Brad Pitt won the SAG Award for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor for his role in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Fantastic movie.
That's what I hear.
Oh.
But even before the win, he shared his new appreciation for the life he has. You know, he's been very open lately, talking about his battle with sobriety, things like that. But he said to People TV on the red carpet, it's a beautiful day here in LA. We got it well. We got it really good. I got friends. I got lovely kids. I like my coffee. I like my dogs. I've got no complaints.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
They say that's what makes you happy, too, is you just give gratitude for everything you have.
Yes.
Don't wish for all the stuff you don't have, but give thanks for what you do have. So that's nice he's doing that.
Yeah, and giving gratitude to the kids higher on the list than coffee, I think, was important, too. It's worth noting.
In this order.
That's Dina's donation to the world. She drinks coffee.
For my kids. That is your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 842 with the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina Stewart at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're getting married or looking to plan a vacation, need some extra money, they've got a personal living loan available. For all the details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, if you've got a secret to tell somebody and you want it to stay a secret, you should probably not tell Wendy Williams.
I haven't told her a thing.
Good.
Have you,
Smart.
Lopez?
Good. A lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you're in trouble.
I
Let's see what the story says.
Because on the Wendy Williams show, she actually said, oh, I had to go to the bathroom. So in between commercials, I looked at my phone and NeNe texts, I'm quitting. So she's talking about NeNe Leakes from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked to her before. And for her to say that, I mean, you know, that's not anything that's been announced before, that she is actually quitting Real Housewives of Atlanta. There's been like a rumor she might.
Yeah.
Okay. But she then added that she kind of knows something really serious about Nene's personal life, saying, I'm not going to say what it is. Oh, look, she can't keep one secret. But she says she's carrying the weight of a huge thing on her shoulders.
I wonder what it is.
Wow. Yeah. You got to say.
Yeah. Why tease like that?
Yeah.
But according,
according
to the Shade Room afterwards, Nene shut down those rumors, saying, who said that? Shaking my head.
Yeah, it's like the old press. You just go off the record, which means everything you say after that.
So she was just venting. She wasn't really saying, I am actually going to quit.
Oh,
she's just
like
I'm going to quit.
Frustrated day.
Having one of those moments.
Oh, yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Mama June Shannon from Not to Hot looks like she is still having money troubles. We told you that her and her boyfriend got into some trouble for trashing some hotel rooms, got kicked out of the hotels because they couldn't pay. Well, it looks like they still need some more money because she was spotted at a pawn shop pawning off what looked like an engagement ring. We don't know if this is an engagement ring from the current boyfriend or her past husband.
Wow. Mm. Like, trash in hotel. If you don't have any money, don't trash hotel rooms. If you're Aerosmith, you can afford it.
Right.
Yes. Totally.
I don't understand why.
If you're hurt, you can't.
Yes, don't do it.
Well, if you guys heard the drama with LeBron James's son, Bronny, when he was here in Springfield just the other weekend for that tournament that they had at Springfield College.
Yeah, last weekend.
Someone threw something at Bronny on the court, and everybody was like, well, what's this all about? Who's this person? Why didn't they get kicked out? Turns out the kid has come forward to fess up, and he's just a little boy. It looks like he's got to be maybe 8 years old, but he posted a video on YouTube to apologize, saying to the James family he's a huge fan, showed off all his Lakers gear, and said that his mama schooled him on what he did was wrong and made him leave. That's why they couldn't find the person, because she knew what he'd done was wrong.
What, a yellow Starburst or something?
Well, that's what the rumor was, but it turns out it was an orange peel.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully. Thankfully, Starburst is off the hook.
Yeah, something organic.
The kid's so darn cute and so honest. Well, I have to forgive him, but LeBron James apparently isn't.
Lesson to learn.
Yeah. And sad news, Hugo Weaving not coming back as Agent Smith in the fourth installment of The Matrix. Now, we know that he didn't come back for the Avengers movies after he played Red Skull in Captain America. Okay. There was disagreement about money, but that was not the case for Matrix. He said scheduling conflict with his film The Visit was what kept him from the film, and he said he was trying to work it out with the Matrix director, and he finagled some dates for her, but she ended up changing her mind and moving on without him.
Oh.
Wow. Heck with the other movie. Got to be in there. I love him.
We need Agent Smith.
Yeah, the agent.
He's like the main protagonist. What are we going to do?
Huh.
I don't know what to do.
Lopez.
There you go.
I thought Neo was the main protagonist.
Antagonist. Sorry. Antagonist. And yes, Lopez, you are super bendy. I totally support you being in that movie.
And every day he gets a little more evil.
I've noticed. So true.
Hasn't gone unnoticed, Lopez.
Good. I'm glad. I'm trying.
Get all the reports at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.